It is now time for our annual Coaches vs. Cancer ceremony. Coaches vs. Cancer is a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. It is also often referred to as Suits and Sneakers Week. This is Knoxville's 13th year in hosting Coaches vs. Cancer games. Last year, all of you helped raise over $55,000 for the American Cancer Society through this event. That amount led to Knoxville being the number one high school Coaches vs. Cancer fundraising event in the nation again. And for 9 out of the last 10 years, the last 12 years have been incredible with this event raising over $628,000. Thank you to the fans of both Knoxville and Sheraton for your contributions tonight and in the past. At this time, we'd like to welcome some of our runners of this year's Knoxville Cancer Relay onto the floor. Unfortunately, we could not have all the runners from the Cancer Relay with us tonight, so this represents just a few of the runners from this year's Knoxville Cancer Relay. In its first 6 years, the Cancer Relay has raised more than $115,000 for our town's Coaches vs. Cancer effort. This past October, the relay team ran loops around Knoxville every hour for 24 hours. The pandemic forced the team to dial down its kickoff celebration, but Knoxville still came through with folks driving by to make donations. Plenty of folks also came out to run alongside the team. This year, the community also witnessed a stronger symbol of why the relay team does what it does, as more than 100 signs bearing the names of people who have battled or are fighting cancer, line this relay route along Highway 14. Each of these signs represent not only a loved one, but also the hope in the form of a donation to fight cancer. Whether folks ran 1 mile or 40, it all added up to 791 miles total and another very successful year. The Cancer Relay team thanks everyone who ran with them, made a donation, sponsored a sign, or just shared a honk or a high five along the way. The team is pleased to represent our community with this check and new record, $23,614. We have a lot of other large fundraisers. Normally at this time, we'd also like to honor a few of our other large cast donors. Both everything this past year, tonight had to be a little different. So instead, we'd like to thank everyone who donated in some way to this event. This was a tough year to be asking for donations, but the Knoxville community came through as it always does. The back of our annual shirt is still filled with businesses and individuals who all donated $500 or more to this cause. We also had a near record amount of cash donations this year that totaled over $10,000 before tonight. The auction, which was moved online this year, has over 150 items on it and had nearly $4,000 in bids as of this morning. Many people have asked if we are disappointed in how things have had to change this year. And in reality, the opposite is true. The Knoxville community has shown this year that a pandemic is not going to crush our passion, our caring for others, and our generous hearts. We could not be more proud of this town. Thank you all. At this time, if you have one of the I Fight 4 cards, we ask that you hold those cards in front of you for our survivor ceremony. To begin our survivor ceremony, we'd like to honor a longtime Panther fan, Dolores Kalman. Over the years, I've watched our community come together for this event. I helped my granddaughter, Katie, with her strikeout cancer bowling event to raise money for this event. But never did I think I'd be a participant in this capacity, but here I am. In late May 2020, as I was doing a routine self-breast exam, I found a lump. I had a doctor's appointment already scheduled for June 2nd, so I had it looked at then. My doctor agreed it needed to be checked out, so on June 10th, I had a mammogram. I got a call a couple days later telling me that things didn't look good and that I was scheduled for a biopsy on June 19th. Following the biopsy on June 22nd, I got that call I hoped I wouldn't get, confirming that it was cancer. I shed a few tears, and then, just like everything else in my life, I said, okay, what do we need to do? Because I'm not letting this get me down. 2 days later, I met with the surgeon. Then on June 30th, I had my MRI. On July 16th, I had surgery on my lumpectomy. Initially, things looked good following surgery that they thought I would only need radiation treatments. However, on August 4th, my oncologist informed me that the pathology report showed that the lump contained an excessive high number of genomic gene cells, meaning the cancer could likely spread to other parts of my body. So that meant chemotherapy and radiation. I thought, what the heck? I needed a new hairstyle anyway. On August 18th, I had my first dose of chemotherapy. Luckily, I was able to have the chemotherapy right here in Knoxville at the Knoxville Hospital at the new infusion center, where Amy Morgan and the rest of the team do a great job. Initially, I was supposed to have 4 sessions of chemotherapy 2 weeks apart, and then another type once per week for 12 weeks, followed by radiation treatments in Des Moines for 5 days per week for 4 weeks. However, I responded so well to the first type of chemotherapy, I did not have to do the second type and was able to go straight to the radiation. One thing my doctor said they thought contributed to me responding so well to the chemotherapy is that I continued to eat and keep my nutrition and strength up. This is partially due to the meal train that my daughter set up and all the generous meal donations by so many friends and family. You don't realize how nice it is to not have to think about what to make for supper and to just have it delivered to you, already prepared, hot and ready to eat. If you ever have the opportunity to support someone by providing a meal for a meal train, I urge you to consider doing it. They truly do make a huge difference. In addition to the meals, we also receive gift cards to restaurants, gas cards to help with gas for driving to the radiation treatments. I lived in this community for most of my life, and I hadn't fully realized until this past year how truly blessed we are to live in a community where the members truly care about one another. Thank you to Knoxville. Thank you to my many friends, and most especially my family, without whom I would never have been able to make through these past few months. In closing, do your self-exams, get your regular mammograms, and get your colonoscopies. Listen to your body. God bless all those still fighting cancer. God bless the cancer survivors, and God bless this community. Now we would like to honor Nathan Van Ingen. In March 2020, Nathan found a lump on his neck while he was at school. We then took him to a local PA to have it looked at. The PA was concerned about it, and after consulting our family doctor, referred us to an ENT specialist in Des Moines. After a CT scan, the ENT decided to do a needle biopsy to determine what it was. The needle biopsy found that it was necrotic and that the doctor proceeded to schedule a surgery to remove it. A few weeks after the surgery, a couple of small lumps appeared. We monitored the lumps throughout the summer, and then in August they got bigger. Being the initial lump was determined not to be cancerous, we went through several tests to figure out what was causing them. After several tests, we were not able to conclude what was causing the lumps. It was determined that they would do a core biopsy of the new lump to see what it was. It was that core biopsy that gave us the news we were dreading to hear. Nathan had a rare form of neuroblastoma. We then were referred to an oncologist at the blank for Nathan's case. The oncologist informed us that this was rare because neuroblastoma was very rarely seen in kids over the age of 5, and Nathan is 12. We were told that it'd be years of chemo, radiation, and immunotherapy. She told us to prepare for a long, hard journey. This was not a good cancer to get. After our blank appointment, we decided to get a second opinion at Mayo. The Mayo oncologist reaffirmed what blank oncologist told us. But while at Mayo, Nathan had a full CT scan. The reason that this neuroblastoma usually starts in the adrenal glands, and we wanted to see if it was there. This is where we received our first piece of good news. Before we could get out of Rochester, they had called us and told us that the CT scan did not show the cancer anywhere else. This was rare and made Nathan's case very unique. The next week, Nathan had an MIBG scan. This scan would allow us to determine exactly where all the cancer was. The results of the scan once again determined that it was only in his neck or his lymph nodes area. The doctors then determined that the best route to go from there was to surgically remove the cancer so that a pathologist report could be done and the best type of treatment determined. About 1.5 weeks before his surgery, Nathan got appendicitis and had his appendix removed. None of that was the result of cancer, but it definitely added to all that was going on for us. Surgery day finally arrived, and after a 5-hour surgery, they were able to remove the cancer. It was sent into pathology, and that is when we received the news. Nathan's neuroblastoma was an L1. This means that he would not need chemo, radiation, or immunotherapy. It just needed to be removed. He was officially considered a NED, or no evidence of disease. 2 weeks ago, Nathan had his 3-month MIBG scan, and once again, was found to be clear of cancer. We could have never gotten through all this without the support of the communities around us and all the people that were praying for us. Having a great community of support is definitely a great asset. As we conclude the ceremony and get ready for tonight's boys game, let's all remember that our efforts and money tonight are going to the ACS to help those battling this disease. A reminder that the online auction is still going on until 10:30 p.m. tonight, so keep those bids coming. Also, please consider donating in the buckets at each entrance door into the gym. We are off to a great start, as this fundraising total for this year's currently is at $43,614.
Another incredible ceremony for our coaches versus cancer. A little bit different, but still the same feeling. We will come back. We'll have Panthers postgame right after this. You're listening to Knoxville Basketball on KNIA.